Today is the first Sunday of Lent, and this is also called the Jesus in the Desert Sunday. So every first Sunday of Lent, ang gospel reading natin is about Jesus brought to the wilderness in the desert. Okay? So itong tinatawag natin na Jesus in the Desert Sunday. And as we enter Lent, we are reminded of our responsibilities. In Advent, pumasok tayo sa Advent, ang focus natin noon was our longing for Jesus. We prepare because we long for Jesus. We miss Jesus. We want to be with Jesus. Yun ang nasa isip natin on Advent. So we prepare for that. We prepare for the second coming of Christ. We prepare our mind, our heart. We fix our commitments to Jesus. Mga commitment natin sa ministry, ang commitment natin sa pamilya natin, our commitment to those who are in authority over us, inaayos natin yan during the season of Advent. Now, Lent, again, this is also another penitential season where we evaluate ourselves, not so much for our longing for Jesus, but for our weaknesses. Yung mga kasalanan na minsan nakakaligtaan natin at nahahayaan natin na maging kabahagi ng buhay natin. So, Advent is concerned about our commitment, our longing for Jesus. Lent is about our personal sins. Ayusin natin ang buhay natin. This week, my meditation, yung pinagninilayan ko, yung sinabi ng isang pare, sabi niya, if you are going to ask something or anything that is good for you, God will always give it. Okay, tandaan natin yan. Kung hihingi tayo ng anumang bagay na ikabubuti sa buhay natin, hindi yan ipagkakait ng Diyos sa inyo. Ibibigay niya kaagad yan. Kaya matuto tayong humingi. Alamin natin ano bang mga bagay ang nakakabuti sa atin. Because if we start asking for those things that would be good for us, I believe right away God answers it. Ang problema lang sa atin, hindi natin alam kung anong mabuti sa atin. Sometimes what we think is good for us is not good at all. Hindi mabuti sa atin. Kaya minsan struggle tayo sa prayer kasi yung hinihingi natin, akala natin mabuti, nakakabuti sa atin. But sometimes many of those things we think that is going to be good for us are not good for us. And so we struggle in that area of prayer. Our gospel this morning, unique siya, hindi siya kagaya ng account sa Matthew and Luke na yung kinento doon na when Jesus, after His baptism, He was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert. At doon, binigay talaga detalye kung paano siya tinempt ng demonyo, how He was tempted by the devil. Nandun nakadetalye. Etong gospel natin for this year in Mark, it does not give us the detail. Hindi tayo binigyan ng detalye kung paano tinempt si Jesus. Parang shortcut lang siya, you know? Maiksi lang yung gospel natin. It did not give us a detail. The only detail here, the only thing that it says here, that after His baptism, there was a voice from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Yan lang, narinig niya yung boses ng Ama sa langit. And in verse 12, it says here that immediately the Spirit drove Him into the wilderness. Etong, dito ako na ano, I was intrigued. Because in the other gospel, sa Matthew, sabi doon, He was led by the Holy Spirit. Sa Luke, ganun din, no? Jesus, after His baptism, the Holy Spirit led Him into the desert, into the wilderness. In the account of Mark, ang sabi dito, and the Holy Spirit drove Him. Parang puwersa siya. You know, ibang dating ng gospel na to ngayon. You know. After his baptism, after God confirmed that he is his son, that God is pleased with him, the next thing that happened to him was that he was driven into the wilderness. And sabi pa nga doon, he was driven into the desert to be tempted by Satan. And there in the wilderness, he stayed for 40 days. Nakasulat din dito. Kaya ang Kwaresma is very relevant to us because it reminds us of the 40 days of Jesus in the wilderness. That's why Lent is also 40 days. Before Easter, meron tayong 40 days of Lent. It talks about, it reminds us of the event that took place in Noah's time when it rained 40 days and 40 nights. It reminds us of Moses when he was on top of Mount Sinai receiving the law from God. He fasted from food and water for 40 days and 40 nights. It talks about Elijah also. Elijah, when he was fasting, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. We are reminded of the prophet Jonah where he preached around Nineveh, preaching repentance for the Ninevites for 40 days and 40 nights. Kaya itong Kwaresma is very significant in our lives. Yung 40 days of Lent. And today we begin the first Sunday with the gospel of Jesus in the wilderness, driven by the Holy Spirit. Iniisip ko nga bakit talagang drinive siya ng Holy Spirit doon sa wilderness. I think about that. And I begin to see, kailangan pa ba? Do you need to drive Jesus into the wilderness? He is the Son of God. Amen? But let us not forget that even though Jesus is the Son of God, He is also the Son of Man. Tao din siya. Napapagod din siya. Nasasaktan din siya. And in our human nature, ayaw natin ng bagay na hindi tayo komportable. That's why our life, we are driven by the comforts of the world. Bakit tayo kumakayod? Bakit tayo naghihirap sa trabaho natin para maging komportable ang buhay natin? We fight for the comforts of our life. And sometimes we become so obsessed with the comforts of life. We are preoccupied na yung buhay natin maganda lang, tahimik, walang kahirap-hirap. We try to maintain that kind of life. Yan ang nature natin as human beings. But here we see in Christ, He was driven by the Holy Spirit. He was as if talagang tinulak siya. Parang ayaw niya sana, but you know, you have to go there. You have to go to the wilderness. And in this Lent, we are now entering the wilderness of Lent. Okay? This is a time that we need to get out of our comfort zones. Masyadong relax ang buhay natin. Masyadong convenient ang buhay natin. And because it's so convenient, we have so many preoccupations in our life. Kailan ako bibili ng kotse? Kailan ako magre-renew ng bagong kotse? You know, how can I build a bigger house? We're so preoccupied with so many things. And because of our preoccupations, we become obsessed with the goods of this world. We become obsessed with the material things that we find around us. We become obsessed and some of us become addicted to the things of this world. Nakaka-addict na. Nakaka-addict na yung pinupuri ka ng tao. Okay? Marami sa atin dito nabubuhay sa mundo dahil pinupuri ng tao. Kaya yan ang pinaglalaban ng buhay niya. Purihin siya at purihin ng tao. Maging sikat ka. You know? Yan ang mundo. And because we have so much preoccupations and we have so much obsession in our life, we do not know what is really good. Amen? Kwento nga ni Bishop Raymundo. Sabi niya, sa syudad, ang tao, obsessed na magkaroon ng kotse. So many people preoccupied, so obsessed of having a new car. Talagang mag-iipon, magtatrabaho, magkakayod. Yung iba hindi napupunta sa simbahan, trabaho ng trabaho, kasi bibili ng bagong kotse. Tinanong ni Bishop Raymundo, sabi niya, dito sa bundok, sino sa inyo nagpe-pray ng kotse? Wala. Bakit? Masisira ang kotse mo pag nandun sa bundok. Okay? We like to, you know, obsessed tayo sa mga bagay. Pera. May mga taong obsessed na obsessed sa pera. Okay? And because we have so much preoccupation, so much obsession in our life, hindi na natin alam kung anong mabuti sa atin. Okay? That's why the wilderness, the desert, is a place where sometimes God would drive you to go because in that place, there is nothing there. Wala kang makikita dyan. The things that preoccupies your mind in the desert, you will not find any of those things. Because in the desert where God would put us sometimes in the wilderness, He causes us to go into the wilderness para makapag-isip po tayo. Because sometimes if we are not careful, our mind will just think of money, food. Yan ang iniisip natin palagi. Pagkain, pera, kotse, bahay. You know? We think of people loving us. Paano ba, Lord? You know, teach my family to love me more. Teach my relatives to respect me. Teach the people around me to respect me. Bakit ganyan? Why are we so obsessed? In the wilderness where you are driven, you go there, etong tinatanong mo palagi sa buhay mo, kailan ako magkakapera, kailan ako yayaman, pag nasa desierto ka na, mawawala yan sa isip mo. Why? Because now you will go deeper into your heart when everything is taken away from you. You will go deeper and begin to ask the right questions. Why am I here? Bakit ako nabubuhay ngayon sa lugar na to? Why am I here? We do not ask those questions when we are preoccupied with the material things and with the glamour of the world. Pag masyadong yun ang iniisip natin, hindi na tayo nagtatanong ng tamang tanong. If you ask the wrong question, you will get the wrong answer in life. Living right and having the right answers in your life begins with asking the right questions. What is my purpose in life? Ito ba yung purpose ko sa buhay? Parang kumain na lang na kumain? Yan ba yung purpose ko dito? Is my purpose in life titipon lang, ipon ng pera lang, pagkatapos mamatay ako, iiwan ko lang kahit kanino? Is that my purpose in life? Is that why am I here? You begin to ask those questions, deep questions, when the things that you are preoccupied with in your mind is taken away from your mind. And when you begin to go deeper and ask those significant questions, those profound questions that is deep in your heart, when you begin to ask them, you gain God's perspective in life. Ang problema, hindi naman ang yaman eh. Okay? It's not wealth that is the problem in our life. It's how we look at wealth. Amen? Sabi nga ni Bishop Dick, palagi niyang sinasabi, hindi, God is not against us having possessions. In fact, He wants us to have more and more in our life. But when the possessions begin to possess us, that's where you get into trouble with God. Why? It is not good for you. And because we don't have a good perspective in life, minsan yung mga masamang bagay, yun ang hinihingi natin sa Diyos. Amen? Hindi na natin nakikita kung ano ang mabuti para sa atin. Hindi na natin nakikita yung anong masama sa atin. We do not have a proper perspective in life. You know? Yan ang problema ng tao. Hindi yung yaman, hindi yung mga bagay-bagay sa mundo, but his perspective, ibang paningin niya. Halimbawa, yung isang taong madamot, anong hinihingi sa Diyos palagi? Pera. Kasi sabi niya, magiging happy ako pag maraming pera. Hindi po totoo yan. If you cannot see your wealth in God's perspective, your wealth will even help to destroy your life. Sisirain ka ng buhay mo, ng pera mo. The purpose of money is not for you to become more greedy. Gusto mo magkaroon ng maraming pera? Alam niyo ba para saan yung pera? Do you understand what the purpose of money? Bakit ka bibigyan ng Diyos ng maraming pera? Why? Anong plano ng Diyos? Anong paningin ng Diyos sa pera? Yung tingin mo para lumigaya ka. Ang tingin mo sa pera that you can indulge in it. Lahat ng gusto ko sa buhay, makukuha ko na. But you see, in God's perspective, money has a purpose. The purpose of money, I've always said this, the purpose of money, kung meron kang pera, is always to help God's other children. Yan ang purpose ng pera. We are blessed to be a blessing. Pag yan ang pananaw mo sa buhay mo, if that is how you look at your life, that I am here for a purpose, I am here to be a blessing, then you look at your money, yung pera mo, eto, gagamitin ko to parang tumulong. At alam natin, pag tumutulong ka and you're helping people, you know what happens? Yung pera mo dumadami. Why? Because yung pera mo is good for you. It's working for you. That's why pag humingi ka ng pera sa Diyos, anything you ask that is good for you, God will give it. Pero yung taong sugapa na sa pera at hihingi pa rin ng pera, I doubt. Okay? That's why the desert, the time of Lent where we enter and we fast, we pray, we begin to give. Tatlo na lang man yung disciplines ng Lent. Some people call it the pillars of Lent. We give, we fast, and we pray. Bakit ba tayo nag-aayuno? Why do we fast on Lent? Nagiging banal ba yung tao pag isda lang kinakain? Tanungin ko kayo. Do you become holy because you're only eating fish? Do you become more holy dahil hindi ka kumakain? Sa gabi ka lang kumakain. Are you more holy? Masama ba yung tao na kumakain ng baboy? Puwasa, Lent, may kumakain ng barbecue. Is that person wicked? Ha? Dahil kumain ng barbecue. Okay? What has food got to do with our spiritual life? Kaya minsan, ganyan lang yan. Oh, nagpapuasa na naman. Puasa na naman, Father. Puasa na naman. Ayuno na naman tayo. Fasting na naman. Fasting. Bakit ka nagpa-fasting? Para maging banal po tayo. That's not it. You do not become holy because you only eat fish or you don't eat during Lenten season. The purpose of fasting, the purpose of prayer, the purpose of giving so that we push away our preoccupations. Ilayo natin sa atin yung mga obsessions natin. Yung obsession natin sa pagkain, yung obsession natin sa pera. That's why we give alms. Okay? Bakit? puro na lang tayo tago ng pera. Nakakalimutan mo na anong purpose ng pera na yan. Why do we need to fast? Because our mind is so preoccupied with our appetites. Why do we need to pray? Because our mind is centered on us. Palaging ikaw nasa sentro ng isip mo. We become so entitled in life. Gusto mo lahat ng tao luluhod sa'yo. You want everyone to respect you. Why? Sino ka? Prayer, spending time in prayer in Lent will remove your mind from yourself. It is not about you. It's about Jesus in you that matters. One of the sad realities nung one Lenten season, I started to pray and fast. One of the things na masakit na na-realize ko sa buhay ko, walang mabuting bagay ang nasa loob ko. There is nothing good inside me. The only thing that is good inside me is Jesus. Kaya minsan, nakakalimutan natin, believe na believe tayo sa sarili natin. Pag meron kang kapatid, tiningnan ka lang, hindi ka nirespeto, galit na galit ka. Bakit? Sino ka ba dapat respetuhin? Sino ka ba? We get so angry. Ay, what? Tama na, respeto ka akon doon. Ay, manahiga, tanaw manakakon. Haakigun kita. Bakit? Nakasentro ka sa sarili mo. Dapat tingalain ka, dapat luluhod yung tao sa harap mo. Bakit? Ganyan na bang tingin mo sa sarili mo? Ganyan ka na ba ka-importante sa paningin mo? Kaya galit ka na sa mundo. Galit ka sa mundo dahil hindi ka inaaruga ng mundo. Galit ka sa simbahan. Pagpasok ko sa simbahan, you know, wala naman nag-greet sa akin. No? You get so angry when you enter the church, no one greets you. Why? Sino ka ba? Masyado ka namang believe sa sarili mo. Masyadong mataas yung tingin mo sa sarili mo. The Lenten season would remind you are nothing. I am nothing. I realize in my life, there is nothing that is good in me. Bakit gusto kong purihin ako ng tao? Bakit gusto kong magpasalamat yung tao sa akin? Bakit gustong gusto ko yan? Dahil mabuti ako? And nakita ko, hindi ako mabuti. Nothing good lives in me. And that's what St. Paul said when he realized there's nothing good in me. The only person, the only thing that is good in our life is Jesus in you. Doon ka titingin palagi, huwag sa sarili mo. Titingnan mo palagi ang Diyos. That's why when you see Christ in your heart, when you see Christ in your life, every time you look at a brother, you see also Christ in him. Ang problema, hindi natin nakikita si Kristo sa ibang tao kasi hindi mo siya nakikita sa sarili mo. You have develop a wrong perspective in life dahil sa mga preoccupations. You have developed a wrong perspective in life dahil sa mga obsessions ng buhay natin. Because of our self-centeredness, iba ang pananaw natin sa buhay natin. Umiikot ang buong mundo sa sarili mo. Hindi po yan. Hindi po totoo yan. Kalokohan ng demonyo yan. Pinapasa sa'yo. Hindi umiikot yung mundo sa'yo. Kay Kristo yan umiikot. Dapat yung mundo mo iikot sa Kanya. Huwag mong paikutin yung ibang tao sa sarili mo. Huwag. I love what St. Ignatius de Loyola said. I do not care if I am rich or poor. I do not care if people love me or hate me. I do not care if my life is long or short, as long as I do the will of God. Yun ang importante. Importanteng magawa ko yung kalooban ng Diyos. Pag may pera ako, ano bang kalooban ng Diyos sa pera? Para maging madamot ako? Para maging mayabang ako? Hindi. If I have money, what is God's purpose for my money? To help God's other children, para tulungan maraming anak ang Diyos. Yung perang dadami sa bulsa mo, itutulong mo yan sa mga anak ng Diyos. You're going to help them. Amen? Why are you strong? Why did God give you so much talent and gift in your life? What is the purpose of that? To elevate yourself? No. It's all about Jesus. Doon umiikot ang buhay natin. And when we begin to do that, Lent is a time. Sabag nila, fasting is not about not eating food. Fasting is about gaining a right perspective in life para magbago ang pananaw mo sa buhay. Ay, hindi tayo nag-iingat, baluktot na yung pananaw natin sa buhay. Minsan, galit ka sa isang tao. Galit na galit ka. Bakit? Father, sinabi niya sa akin, kulubot daw yung mukha ko. Nagalit ka sa tao na yan. O ba't ka nagalit? Sinungaling yung tao na yan. Sinungaling talaga, Father. Ilang taong ka na ba? 90. Okay? Minsan yung mga taong nagsasabi ng totoo sa'yo, nagiging kaaway mo. Kasi yan ang paningin mo eh. Many of the people you consider your enemies are not enemies. They're friends. They're telling you the truth about yourself. Ayaw mo lang makinig. Bakit? Baluktot yung pananaw mo sa buhay. Ikaw ay palaging tama. Delikado po yan pag yan na yung tingin mo sa sarili mo. Hindi ako nagkakamali. Palagi akong tama. Tatamaan ka pag ganyan ka. Amen? That's why the disciplines of Lent, when we enter Lent, the Holy Spirit, He will drive us into a period of dryness in our life. Takot tayo sa dryness. Takot tayong natutuyuan tayo sa buhay. Pero dyan po, sa lugar na yan, na natutuyo ang buhay natin, dyan po tayo nakakapag-isip ng matino. We forget our preoccupations. We forget our obsessions when we are in the desert of our life. And when we forget about our preoccupations, pag kinalimutan natin yung sarili natin, yung mga pananaw natin sa buhay, what happens is we gain God's perspective in life. Nakukuha mo yung pananaw ng Diyos sa buhay mo. May mga tao na ang tingin nila sa buhay nila, pangit, masama ang buhay ko, Father. You go through Lent, magdasal ka. Spend extra time in prayer. Try to fast. Remove yourself from the daily occupations of life for a time. Start sharing what you have. Magbigay ka. Start sharing. Because when that happens in your life, you will have a change of perspective. Kaya pagkatapos ng Lent, kakausapin ka, sasabihin ng tao, Father, napagkaganda pala ng buhay ko. Yes, hindi mo nakikita. Amen, hindi mo lang nakikita. Kasi marami tayong iniisip na bagay na hindi maganda. Remember again, if you will ask something that is good for you, the Lord will really give it to you. Sigurado yan. Pero alamin mo muna, ito ba ay mabuti sa akin o hindi? Luho ba to o kailangan ko lang? You know, try to find out. That's why in the season of Lent, I would encourage everyone not to be religious, but to be rational people. Mag-isip tayo. No? Maisip tayo ng matino. Okay? Come before God. Come before your Father. And you know, and be honest like David. Sabi ni David, search me, O God. Ba? Lumapit siya sa Diyos. Ang tingin ni David sa sarili niya, okay siya eh. Pero nung lumapit siya sa Diyos, alam niya hindi siya okay. Kaya sabi niya sa Diyos, Lord, ikaw na maghusga sa akin. You search me. Alamin mong puso ko. Tingnan mo nga yung puso. And reveal to me where I am in error. Takot tayo dyan. Lalo na pag sinabihan tayo ng mali natin, nagkagalit tayo, natatakot tayo. Huwag kayo matakot. Jesus Christ in the wilderness, in the desert, was driven by the Holy Spirit. He has to go through that. Well, even though He's the Son of God, He's also the Son of Man. Kailangan niya. Tutuwid ang buhay natin if we gain God's perspective in life.